Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Alan Korns. We're here every Sunday night for The Feeling of Jazz from 8 to 10, so we make a habit of listening to our fine modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night. My highlight artist of the week is tenor sax man Dexter Gordon, a real giant on his instrument, both musically and physically. He was long, tall. Dexter was about 6 foot five. He was really kind of a prodigy. He was born in 1923, and he was out on the road with Lionel Hampton in 1940 when he was only 17. He did some tours with the big bands of Fletcher Henderson and Louis Armstrong. Then he worked in the big bebop band of Billy Eckstein, and he went out on his own. Interesting side note on Dexter was that his father was a physician, and he was a physician for Duke Ellington when Duke was on the West Coast. Anyway, we're going to do a survey of some of Dexter's stuff. He recorded many, many albums and a lot of 78s in the late 40s where he introduced the bebop sound to the world of jazz. And but we're going to skip forward to 1955. There's a little small independent label on the West Coast called the Dutone label, and run by a guy named Dutzy. And this is Dexter with Carl Perkins on piano. Carl Perkins is originally from Indianapolis. Leroy Vinegar on bass, originally from Indianapolis. We have a Naptown connection here, and Chuck Thompson on drums. This is a little original thing I'm sure that Dexter probably just made up in the studio called Blowin' for Dutzy. No, 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 That was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Dexter Gordon, doing a little item called Blowing for Dootsie on a Dootone label, cut back in about 1955. Heard some fine piano work there by Carl Perkins and the great Walker on string bass, Leroy Vinegar.
You know, my first selection tonight will be Stan Getz with the Oscar Peterson Trio. It's on a Verve CD subtitled The Silver Collection. And it has Stan on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. And it's a Vincent Eumann's Irving Caesar composition called I Want to Be Happy.
Thank you.
Stan Getz with the Oscar Peterson Trio. Stan on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass with the Vincent Heumann's Irving Caesar composition, I Want to Be Happy.
I'm going to return now to our spotlight artist of the week, the tenor sax man, Dexter Gordon. The previous track I played by Dexter on a Dutone label was cut in 1955. The only other album he cut that year was on the Bethlehem label, an album called Daddy Plays a Horn. Of course, Daddy was Dexter Gordon. And along with Dexter, we had Kenny Drew on piano. Leroy Vinegar is back on bass, one of Indianapolis's finest. We heard on the first track with Dexter. Larry Marable on drums. This is a title track written by Dexter called Daddy Plays a Horn. it's our man, Long Tall Dexter, Dexter Gordon, from his Bethlehem album, Daddy Plays the Horn. And there was Dexter there, on, of course, on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Larry Marble on drums.
Yeah, my next selection features Gene Toot Steelmans on a Dr. Jazz disc titled The Soul of Toot Steelmans. Now, Toots was originally a citizen of Belgium, and he played mostly guitar as well as harmonica. One time, Benny Goodman on a European tour came through Belgium, and Toots decided he wanted to be part of that scene, so he came to this country, became a citizen, spent some time with one of George Shearing's groups, and then went on his own. And here he is on his own, Toots Steelmans on harmonica, Ray Bryant on piano, Tom Bryant on bass, Oliver Jackson on drums, with his own composition called Soul. Thank you. Yeah, and that was Toots Thielemans with his own composition, Soul, with Toots on harmonica, Ray Bryant on piano, Tom Bryant on bass, and Oliver Jackson on drums.
We're going to continue now with our highlight the work of Dexter Gordon, great tenor sax man, long, tall Dexter, LTD, as they would, we would call him. And the first two tracks that we played of Dexter were in 1955. He only cut two under his own name that year, one on the Dutone label and one on Bethlehem label. And this is the only other track I could find that he cut in 1955. Before Dexter went away, he ran afoul of the gendarmes for performance-enhancing drugs. And he spent a little time, but he was a minimum prisoner, and they actually let him out to do some plays in San Francisco, and he acted in a play about a drug guy who was involved in drugs. So it was an ironic play for him to be in. But anyway, this is an album that was cut under the name of Stan Levy, a drummer, great bop drummer. And the Bethlehem label was strictly simply called Stan Levy. But it was Dexter was in here as a sideman, along with Frank Rossellino on trombone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Lou Levy on piano, and, oh my goodness, Leroy Vinegar's back on bass. This is a Lou Vinegar. Should have been a Lou Vinegar salute show tonight. And this is something from the Tales of Hoffman, how they ever came up with something from that. I guess it's an operetta. It's called La Chalupi. Thank you. Brothers Highlight Artist of the Week, Dexter Gordon, as a sideman on an album, on a Bethlehem label album by drummer Stan Levy. And that was from the Tales of Hoffman, La Chupali. And I also heard Frank Rosalino on trombone. Mishawaka, Indiana's finest, Connie Condoli on trumpet. And a little more walking by our Indianapolis bassist, Leroy Vinegar.
Next, we're going to feature Scott Hamilton on a Concord CD entitled A Good Wind Blowing Us No Ill. That's apparently a quote from Leonard Feather, the jazz critic, so they decided to make it the title of the album. It features Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Nat Pierce on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Jake Hanna on drums, and Bill Berry on trumpet. And it's a James Hanlett Ballad McDonald composition. I can't believe we're doing this tribute to Indiana, but this is the tune, Indiana.
Thank you.
And that was Scott Hamilton, along with Nat Pierce on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Jake Hanna on drums, Bill Berry on trumpet, with our inadvertent tribute to Indiana.
Okay, we're going to jump ahead now on my highlighting the recorded work of Dexter Gordon. And after he paid his dues to the government because of his performance-enhancing indulgences, he started recording for Blue Note label, the great independent Blue Note label. Made countless great albums in between the mid-50s and late 60s. And this is a little album called Dexter Calling. Dexter is here, of course, on tenor sax. Kenny Drew on piano. Paul Chambers on bass. Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is an old, old standard. It goes way back. Charlie Chaplin, the great comedian, had co-composer credits on this. It's called Smile. Gordon, our highlight artist of the week on tenor sax, doing Smile. By the way, one of the co-composer credits on that is Charlie Chaplin. Kind of unusual to see Charlie as a composer credit on any of these tunes. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host, Dr. Alan Corns. You've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. And we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5-6 minutes, assuming we don't have World War III. before the second hour. So I hope you'll stick around and listen to some more fine sounds. How are we going to close out the show?
We're going to wrap it up with the Miles Davis Sextet from the original LP, Kind of Blue. This is on a Columbia CD. It's got Miles Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, John Coltrane on tenor sax, and Bill Evans on piano. And this is an alternate selection that wasn't on the original LP. And the story is, on this one, the original session had two tape machines running, and one of them was just a little off speed-wise. I guess not enough for the human ear to notice, but enough for the engineers to notice. So they included this alternate take on the good machine in this CD. It's Miles' composition, Flamenco Sketches.